It is wonderful to worship together with everybody and hear the voices together. Praise God for that. And I've got one more thank you before we jump into the sermon. So yesterday we did a serve day with Kairos and Inglewood and Revive Church. And you guys did a great job. We had a ton of folks there. We cleaned up right around Mount Washington Cemetery and over there by Blue Ridge, did a lot of cleaning with garbage, and also served like 26,000 pounds of food to families that drove through at Inglewood. And it was great to get to see all the connections happening between different folks yesterday, talking with each other, hanging out with each other. Chrissy and Samuel and Sequoia and I were out there for a little bit on a block just by ourselves. And after about four houses, Sequoia didn't want to pick any more trash. Just wanted to pick flowers. And once we got around Miss Becca, though, then suddenly picking up trash was cool again. And Sequoia wanted to do it again. You know, so just the power of being together keeps everybody doing a lot more. So great day yesterday. And the sermon today, I wanted to take us all, you know, we're in this refreshed room, and you know, Maywood's been a church since 1905. We have a lot of history at Maywood, and yet this Sunday seemed like a Sunday to look back just a little bit, not very far in our history, but just we did a little bit in the winter of worshiping in this space, but we were still spread out. We still weren't all united together in one room. And so this got me thinking back to quite a while ago, if we go to this next slide. So March 15th of 2020 was the last time we were all in this room for a regular worship service together. Because that Facebook post, which I don't expect anyone to read, but that picture is this crazy long quote from me on March 16th, that Monday, talking about how the CDC is recommending that nobody meet for 8 weeks, is what they're saying at that point. And a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, the city coming out with mandates and things like that. So it just got me thinking what happened in the in-between period from that March 15th till now. And so I'm going to take us real quick. A similar experience could be had if you just scroll through our Facebook. Not that everything that happened at Maywood was happening on Facebook, but I just chose to look at it through that lens. So I want to take you through some of my highlights and talk to you a little bit about it because it'll tie into our passage today. So first is just, and again, I don't expect you to look at or be able to read any of this, but just all the different ways we did things for this service, for worship and Sunday school. So, you know, we had Sherry teaching preschoolers. We had me outside talking about the grass growing, one of those first Sundays way back in March. Leslie and Isaac and Grace and Daniel leading worship outside at their house. Had Heather and other people meeting in the courtyard for the Transform Life class. Marcus and Becca leading that large group downstairs, but leading it online and trying to keep up with the chat and the internet, giving them the issues and all the digitization and stuff. It was hard even to get a screenshot that wasn't like all digitized. And Robbie in the Sunday school class outside. Over there in the top left is our very first Sunday outside. And Lance helped me preach. We were in the back of a pickup truck. That was before Kairos built the stage. And then obviously we got the stage that Kairos built. And yeah, Sam and Josie in the top right on Mother's Day leading us in worship. Just some of the different things we tried to do. And it wasn't even all on Sunday mornings. We were Saturday nights outside for quite a while. So we tried a whole bunch of stuff. And you guys probably know just as good as I, like, some of it was great. Some of it was even miraculous. Some of it was uncomfortable and not as good. You know, like, that's just the reality, too. Like, we were figuring it out. And the family dynamic at Maywood, you know, I talked to a lot of other pastors. And you just, when you go through something hard, you get to know the people around you, you know, and even just this last year, the family connection at Maywood is so strong. And I would be talking to, this was not planned, but I would talk to your families, when you go through something hard, not everybody agrees with each other. And I would go through these moments where the same day I would have a conversation with some neighborhood person who was very upset that we were doing this thing in response to COVID. And then I'd have the exact opposite conversation if someone was upset that we weren't doing the opposite. You know, like we were making both sides mad at times. But the difference between Maywood and other churches is like even that day I'm thinking of like both of those people approached it with a lot of love and were coming from this place of like caring so much about the people of Maywood. And that's why they were so passionate about what they were saying. And both of them are still a part of Maywood. Whereas it's just easy to get upset at each other over small things and then not stay together. And I've seen Maywood people stay through a lot of trying to figure stuff out together. If we go on to this next slide, I just want to hit you some highlights of just these things that stick out in my mind really vividly. This is Ulysses, one of the Kairos leaders. But if you remember that, it was real hot. I think it was a Saturday night, but we had Kairos and Maywood worshiping together. And there was just so much. It felt like Jesus was there so happy with what was happening. It was so powerful to be worshiping with them. That just sticks in my mind, that hot pavement and just like a lot of God's energy there. The next slide here, we'll go through this kind of quick, but we did that prayer parade. This was early on. This was like April, I think. We had Christina and others like leading worship in the back of that trailer and all the churches trying to do something together when we really felt like we didn't know what to do. Our next slide here. So we had a lot of different folks, you know, affected by COVID, but this is the one for me that just really stirred me to like all sorts of concern was when Ray and Tracy got sick and their household ran this whole gamut. You know, we had other elderly folks suffer with COVID and things like that, but with their extended family situation, they had like a newborn baby, you know, Tracy's mom, Ray and Tracy, and just God bringing them through that really sticks in my mind, and us as a church praying for them. The next slide here, this one was special to me. So that's when Zach Butler and I got to preach together back in January, and Gateway Church of Blue Springs, like the seeing Maywood be so generous in the middle of our own stuff to what another church was doing. And I constantly see God connecting Maywood with other churches. And like Jesus in John 17, he prayed we'd be unified, and we start to see it. And we don't talk about money a ton at Maywood. I don't love talking about money, to be honest, but it was a real special moment for me that we said, like, we care about what somebody else is doing, and we want to give money to it. Like, that was a significant way to show love there. This next one, we did a lot with the Taylor family, who's right over there, but there was a lot of, like, into our house stuff. You know, so Easter, is that bottom picture, and then Christmas Day, you know, I'm there, and like some, you can't hardly see it there, but like a T-Rex Christmas thing that Chrissy likes us to have matching pajamas. So I have, there's this verse in Ephesians about like give yourselves up for your wives, like husbands, like die to yourselves. And so like the matching pajamas is a physical manifestation of that. And then I think one of the more special ones to me is Good Friday. Back in April when we couldn't all get together, we life was really weird back then, and at our house to do that Lord's Supper that we did online, like we did it with tortilla chips because we didn't have any bread in the house for whatever reason. I don't know why, but we didn't. So stuff was weird back then, trying to get to the grocery store and stuff. Next slide here is shift gears a little bit. So like Maywood, the awesome thing about Maywood is so much happens at Maywood that has nothing to do with me or the other coaches, the other staff. Like we really get to see that lived out. Like we're not the stars, and spectacular stuff happens here that has, a lot of times I just hear about it, you know, like a lot of times, or maybe I say, yes, you can do that. And Scott Stoner's ministry, getting the shower trailer so far along, and just all that he's done with folks who don't have housing here in Independence has been incredible to see. Yeah. S- Scott hated that. Sorry, Scott. I could see his face like, ugh. This next one here. So Women United, Rachel and a whole bunch of ladies have been leading this awesome women's ministry to get off the ground. And a bunch of stuff I could say about that. Two things from these pictures remind me of. One is seeing Corin leading a painting class. Like Corin, I've seen Corin's painting over the years, but then to see her use that gift to draw a bunch of ladies into a fun moment. You know, like that's what Maywood is about. It's like how we're gifted, but how do we hand those gifts over to Jesus? But so we were doing the pulpit swap, this other event with the worship. We're doing the pulpit swap and where I wind up preaching at other churches and their pastors preach here. And when I went to Revive, it was the day after the first Women's United worship day. And Christina walks in like early because she's helping lead worship there at Revive because she's made buddies with their worship leader and they needed help with the song. And it's just cool to start to see stuff happen that's not planned. I've sat in a lot of pastors' meetings where we try to plan things for the churches to happen, and that's fine. But it's gotten to a deeper level now where, you know, Kairos has got a bunch of leaders helping. Like even this week to get the technology going, we had Daniel from Kairos helping our Daniel here in the room. And there's a lot of cool things happening between the churches. This next slide, Justin. So, Shalene, there's probably a million things we could have gone to, but one that stuck in my mind was Shalene got a bunch of folks that are gifted at photography and got some of her family that had some land, and they did family photos for a bunch of different families. You know, so Kyle and Heather and all their family are down there. And again, just seeing these little moments where when everything was weird and messed up, people found creative ways to use their gifts. Next slide here. Bob, Coach Bob, has this incredible heart for what God wants to do. And there's a story in one of the Gospels. Bob's going to, I think, talk to you about it next week. You guys are going to hear from Bob. But there's a story where Jesus does this miraculous catch of fish. And then he calls some of these fishermen to become his disciples. And they leave the miraculous catch of fish. They leave the miracle that Jesus just did. They leave that and follow Jesus. And Bob has a gift for teaching. And he has, when you have a gift from God, using it feels good, feels alive to use your gift. But Bob has brought, I believe anyways, from the outside looking in, Bob would say he's not perfect. But I think Bob brings even the gifts that God's given him and he submits them to what's best for the big picture, what God's doing. And so in a lot of ways, Bob hasn't been using his teaching gift as much because he's wanted to kind of get behind the scenes. But he started this blog forever ago. I don't know about forever ago, probably only 3 or 4 years ago. But he started a blog a long time ago called Real Voices. But during the pandemic, it really became important for a lot of Maywood people. We took a whole bunch of different approaches, but Bob's blog is the one that stuck, that people really started paying attention to. And we got to see like Marcus and his dad, Lee, like talk about the blog at one point. Chrissy was teaching about the blog. Daniel was teaching about it. But now, at this point, now Rudy Ross and Bob getting on YouTube every day teaching based on his blog. You know, and it's just cool to see all these different things come into play. Our next slide here, Justin. Our last one. I actually come into my mind right now that's not up here first real quick. The hands and feet, or the hand up ministry, I'm sorry, with Donna, has just really transformed totally our benevolence program. And it came right at the right time during this pandemic. And it's helped a lot of folks. It's had some generous donations, but they've really come alongside people to do help the right way. I didn't get a picture of them up here, but this one is just about all the remodeling stuff that's happened. So if you've been in the coffee area or if you've had a chance to see the bridal room right next to it, that was back, I got to try to glance up here, November. Yeah, Bryce remembers. November, April and Randy and Bryce shocked us with the idea of like, we want to film. Normally people come to you like, we want to film a reality TV show. It's like, not. It's like, wait, like, is my life that messed up, you know, that we're going to film a show about it? But they wanted to do a remodel in these rooms. And it was just, again, this awesome thing of seeing Maywood gifts come to play in this crazy period. And then when they wanted to redo this space, it was really easy to say yes because of how well things had gone over there. And so before we get to these passages on the floor, the physical space, like when you come into Maywood today, there's a newness, right? This room like even smells new. Like I don't know exactly what chemical that is or something, but it has this like new smell to it, right? All through the pandemic, there's been a whole lot of stuff happening at Maywood. And a lot of the leaders at Maywood have been working to try to say, like, how do we build things to be healthy? How do we build things to thrive the way that God wants us to? But I think this physical thing is something everybody can instantly see. So, like, there's a newness here that's not throwing out the old. You know, I was talking to another leader today. He's like, oh, when we get rid of the carpet in our worship center, like, or our sanctuary, we're going to take the pews out and all this other stuff he wanted to change. And here at Maywood, it's this blending of, like, there's awesome things like the stained glass that we could not afford to do new and we wouldn't do new. But we see the goodness from that's been given to us from the past. And we want to honor it. And we also do want to bring in new things and do things with excellence, right? And so when we walk into the physical space, I feel like God's given us this physical picture of what's also been happening on the inside a lot at Maywood. When we were praying with the worship team this morning, Mike Moberg prayed, help us not just to have a new outside, help us to have a new inside. We want God to redo the inside of our lives, right? And so between now and the end of the year, I'm going to be sharing with you some stuff that I and other leaders have been talking through about what should the structure of Maywood be like? What should ministry to folks who are younger at Maywood look like? There's all sorts of stuff we've been trying to figure out and do well. But I think this is the first thing you get to see is there's a physical remodel, but there's also been like a structural remodel. But the thing that hasn't changed is literally spray painted on the floors beneath you. I wanted to show this to you guys. So right here on the stage I'm walking on is the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. This idea that Jesus has given us a purpose here at Maywood, and it's to go and make disciples. It's to help other people follow Jesus, to obey everything that Jesus has commanded him. If you're here today, and you know that's our mission, a piece of it starts with like we together as a group, we've got to obey what Jesus has commanded us to do, right? You individually, you might have already come to church today and you know something that God wants you to do. There's somebody you need to call. There's some place you need to go. Our mission at Maywood is to help everybody be on that journey where you're doing the next right thing that Jesus has put in your path. You're following what he's told us to do. And specifically at Maywood, I would say another piece of the puzzle is how do we get to that Great Commission is Ephesians 4, 7 through 13, which is written right around here, right? Mike knows exactly where. He sprayed it. So that passage gives the idea that you have been gifted by Jesus if you believe in him. It's not an if or a when. It's not you were in the past. Jesus himself decided to give you some grace in a way that he didn't give it to anybody else. And when we as a group unite, then we can look like Jesus. Because there's something in Ernie that looks like Jesus in a way that I could never look like Jesus. And there's something in Matt Colburn that could look like Jesus in a way that I could never look like Jesus. Jesus was a carpenter. We were just giving Matt a hard time about, man, he doesn't love carpentry, but he did an excellent job on some of the woodwork here. There's this idea of like all of us have gifts that are like Jesus. So this next slide I want to show you, this is our last of our pictures, is just in the last 15 months, there has been a lot of life in Christ. And ultimately, that's what those vision passages drive us towards, is people taking hold of life in Christ. Not just a first step. It's easy to notice the first steps that people take, but it's that every single one of us becoming more like Jesus, right? That Joan and Earl be still on a journey of becoming more like Jesus every day, and that May would be a place where that happens.
So I put two pictures up here, though, because they stick in my mind during the pandemic. One is another Earl. You guys may not know. He wasn't able to attend here super long. But if you're at that service, we prayed over Earl to be healed. And he got baptized. He got connected with Maywood because he had a terminal illness. And he had worked, his wife, Gayla, had worked with my wife, Chrissy. And so when Earl wanted to get baptized, Gayla remembered Chrissy, an example she had set at work. And that set into motion them getting to know Carla and Brian Rose. And the thing that makes me so excited about what happened there is, as a church, we did what we could. Jesus is the one who does miracles. And Jesus is the one who decides which miracles to do when. We prayed as a group over Earl that he would be physically healed. And we also continued to pray and to walk beside Earl through the whole journey. And we now know Earl is in heaven with Jesus. The miracle we asked for, Jesus said no to, but Jesus gave Earl new life. And when I talked to Gayla through the whole thing, she would talk about how different Earl was. And how Earl was calling Coach Bob about the Bible and was reading the Bible on his own, was excited to go to church. He was a new person. And Gayla's walked through this super hard season of her life where she lost her mom and her husband, and she's walked through it with Jesus. And the baptism class that a couple of our team captains got started, and Carla and Brian Rose have kept going, like, that's what walked them through that, is a Maywood person like Chrissy making a first step, and then Brian and Carla really taking seriously this discipling people, and then Maywood coming around people like Coach Bob and things like that. Sean's another example. Sean's right here somewhere. I saw him just a second ago. Yeah, so I was flipping through a prayer journal. I get to pray with our current set of team captains every week. I was flipping through a prayer journal this a while back, a few weeks ago. And you could put plot points for Sean's life just based on how Kyle, his cousin, has asked for prayer over the last year. To be honest, like, you could just see it. The type of things we were praying about in January and the type of things we're praying about now, they're different. And it's because Jesus, Sean has done the right next thing, and the good foundation has given him the structure, and he's again, none of us are perfect, but he's on this trajectory with Jesus to have brand new life, right? And that's what we're all about at Maywood, is all of us are trying to do that same thing, take the next right step with Jesus. So I'm going to close this out. I know you guys are like, man, this is like one of those clip shows on like a TV where the TV show's been going too long and it's just like all these clips. Like, give us something real here, Jake. So here's our passage. And the reason I wanted to share all this today is not a normal sermon, but it's because I think this passage needed the setup, okay? Actually, go back one more slide maybe. Is it a little YouTube thing of me? So this is from that. This is the day before we shut down. 2 days before we shut down things at Maywood in this room. And this was a little announcement talking over tomorrow. Church is going to be weird because when we met on the 15th in here, like, we had no kids stuff going on and stuff like that. But on March 14th, 2020, I quoted the passage we're going to talk about today. And I talked about how we couldn't control so much of what was going on, but we could make the most of the opportunities we had. So let's read this passage that we talked about 15 months ago. It says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. It says, be very careful. A lot of us, when we think about being careful, we think about being worried. That's not what this passage is saying. It's saying, pay attention to what's going on, right? If you're using a table saw and you don't want to cut your thumb off, you know, you're careful, right? You pay attention because you know you could cut a huge amount of, you know, your hand off or something, right? It's different than using safety scissors, you know? I see the way my 4.5-year-old's handle scissors, like, I wouldn't let them close to a table saw, right? This is saying, be careful how you live your life. Like, your life has real edges, has real sharp things that can cut people. Verse 16, making the most. If I could stick three words into your heart today, be making the most. It says making the most of every opportunity, because not just COVID or other weird stuff. It says, because the days, even 2,000 years ago, are evil. It's uphill to go the right way. If you want to be lazy, you'll roll down the hill, right? You have to choose to do the next right thing. We can't choose what our future holds at Maywood on a lot of sides of things. We couldn't choose, for instance, whether Earl was going to live or not, right? We couldn't choose when the pandemic stuff, how that was all going to play out, right? What we could do is make the most of the opportunities Jesus gives us. We pray for healing when we have a chance to with faith. We walk through grief when that's what we're faced with. We walk through it as a family, still hoping in Jesus, right? This last verse, verse 17, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So here's something I want to ask you to start praying for Maywood. As I talk to you about structure stuff at Maywood, we've been thinking about it a lot. I've been asking a lot of people to pray about it. We're still praying about it and figuring it out. It's a little bit harder to figure out, even as hard as the construction has been. We want to get where we're headed as a church even more right and squared away. But I want to ask you guys to be praying, because I know Jesus has called us to live out their Great Commission, to help people find new life. And I know Jesus has called us to be a place that equips people in their gifts. There's so many diamonds in the rough at Maywood, whether you're 88 and grew up in church, or whether you have 2 weeks of sobriety. There's people that God wants to polish up and shine through. But where does that take us as a church? Like, why do all these connections start happening with other churches? Like, where does that go? Why do some of our folks lead such big ministries that are impacting the neighborhood in so many big ways? Where is that all headed? Does God want us to plant a church down the road with some of the amazing gifted folks we have? Because I don't think we can keep them all just to ourselves. Does God want us to do something else that we haven't imagined yet? If you look back at Maywood's history of 116 years, Maywood has kind of done it all. Like, there's nothing new under the sun for Maywood. Maywood's done a whole bunch of things. But what is our time about? What's making the most of the opportunities that God's given us? Because a lot of people have gone before us, and most churches in Independence aren't 116 years old, right? Most churches shut down a long time ago that were started in 1905. And I could go on and on about that stuff. But here's what I'm asking you guys to be praying about, is God, help us not to miss it. Pray for it for yourself. God, help me not to miss my part, because Satan will try to come in and make you bitter or make you distracted or make you addicted and get you to miss your piece of being a healthy body part here. And if we're not careful, we as a whole group will miss it. And so I'm asking us as a whole church to be praying, Jesus, show us the right way to go. I want to close us in prayer today. We were going to do a response time, but instead of doing a normal response time down here, I want you guys all to stand up with me, if you would. And I believe God gave us a physical body that'll pass away, but right now, it's connected to us. It's part of who we are. And so what we do with our body affects what we do with our heart. And so I want us to say to Jesus here in a second, Jesus, I want to make the most of my opportunities, and I want Maywood to make the most opportunities that it has. And I want us to give ourselves to that, okay? So this open hand of giving, okay? So if you're on board with that, that's how we're going to pray in just a second. I'll lead us, but if you're on board with that, I want you to put your hand out like you're giving yourself to Jesus, not to Maywood, but to Jesus. Jesus, we're here today, and ultimately, Jesus, you are our good shepherd. We trust you to provide for us and care for us. And so, Jesus, I am asking you, help me to make the most of the opportunities you give me. And Jesus, as a whole church, we're asking you, Help us to make the most of the opportunities you give us. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for being here.